Like, if anyone joins, I can put on the big screen. I can hear that.
It doesn't matter. I can also just I'll turn the screen if I face you or whatever.
You can just I'll try it out.
It doesn't matter. It's distracting. I have to look at myself, honestly. Yeah, I'm like the biggest.
Okay. There you are. So we ended off last time discussing the fact that the Pashtus in Rishonim and pretty explicitly in the Reim, the way we have it, and the Smag, is that just like there's Bishul Akritzli, there's also the other Bishul.
So I just want to mention, this is so unrelated, but I spoke on Shabbos, I was in as a rabbinic intern in Englewood, okay. And I spoke about Bishul Achar Bishul, because the Sefer Hachina counts the Isser of not boiling Korban Pesach in as part of Parshas Bo.
Right.
So I spoke on a Friday night, Bishul Achar Bishul, just strictly this year.
Okay. Was it well received?
It was very actually amazingly well received.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
No, 5 minute thing, like in between the war.
I was actually thinking, I gave a Thursday night cheer in the Pesach, and a lot of talk went into the Pesach. I was thinking about talking about Bishul Achar Bishul this week. But instead, I spoke about Hannah from Laches Nachri, which you spoke about a little this year, although our focus was on Maaseh Shabbos. I focused on Laches Nachri, which Emil Nachri is in the Pesach. We'll talk more about Pesach today. But anyway. So the Pashas again is that just like Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli, Yesh Tzli Achar Bishul, and we noted the Shilti HaGiborim that suggests a literal reading of the Torah, that he says the Torah B'dafka doesn't tell you about an Isser Tzli Achar Bishul, because the Torah held there is no such thing, that there's no Tzli Achar Bishul, and presumably he means no Afi Achar Bishul either. And then we left off with the kasha that the Bar Lacha raises in Siftes Vav, which is that if we indeed are concerned about Tzli Achar Bishul, so how does a Mechaber without qualification tell you that there's no problem in taking a Dabar Yavesh, that's Mevushal Kol Tzarcho, that cooled off, and putting it opposite the flame? Shouldn't we be concerned that that's what created Tzli? And that's the problem of Tzli Achar Bishul. Now, the Mishnah Berurah earlier, I don't remember if we put in Sifkatan last time, but if we did just look back again, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Mem Aleph, change your pass, Sifkatan Mem Aleph. So there the Mishnah Berurah actually says, Hu adin de l'shita zu yesh tzli achar bishul. So because Yesh Tzli Achar Bishul, you're not allowed to put something that was already cooked near the fire if there's no rotev, because that's going to be tzli. Lav dafka eitzel eish. Do a din b'chol makom sheyuchal ha'atzlos. Make some at tanur. Anywhere that it could get hot enough from the heat of the oven. Hey, tzarach lizar. Shalom lahafs your baser mevushal b'li rotev l'sof chatanur b'makom achol sheyatz le'nispa. So you can put cooked meat without rotev into the tanur in a place where he's going to reach yatz le'nispa. Yafilu im yamidenu agabi kedera hamasekes. Even if there's a kedera that's mafsik between the source of the heat and the piece of meat. So here the Mishnah Berurah seems to be unequivocal that this is the problem. In Siftes Vav, he raises it as a question on the Pesach of the Mechaber. But here he just says, don't do it. And he doesn't really address here how that the shtims with the Pesach of the Mechaber in Siftes Vav. Now that kasha that the Mishnah Berurah raises very often in Siftes Vav, he quotes him for the Mamre Mordechai. But even before the Mamre Mordechai is 1700s. The Minchas Kohen raised that question in the 1600s. Minchas Kohen in Shar Beis, Shemaret Hashav, Shar Beis, Perek Dalid, asked the same question on the tour and the Shulchan Aruch. And he leaves with a Tzarchim, because why would you distinguish between Tzli Achar Bishul and Bishul Achar Tzli? So he assumes that the Mechaber is distinguishing the fact that in Siftes Vav, the Mechaber allows you to put a Darbi Yavesh out of the fire, even if it reaches Yaz, let us go. But he just leaves that with the Tzaruch Ian on the what seems to be an inconsistency of Tzokim in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishabrua quotes this kasha from the Maamar Mordechai. Mishabrua doesn't give an answer either. But he tells you that the Maamar Mordechai's terutzim are dachuk. Right? He just says, Ayin Sham Shenidchak Liyashek. So what's the dachuk of the Maamar Mordechai? Maamar Mordechai is in Sukkata and Yud Zayin. So he has Shnayim Shehem Shlosha Terutzim. The first he says, maybe the case in Siftas Vav is where Ein Habasa Roa Pnei Ha'esh Elohu Munach B'Soch HaKidera Shenis Bashel Ba Elo She'ein Shamarach Ve'ino Yotze Midei Bishop. That if it's just in the pot, even if the pot could get heated up from the oven, that's not considered to be sleep. And that's actually the tzir that the Mishabura was talking about earlier in Sukkot Mem Aleph, where it's in the pot, in the oven. The Mishabura said that's a problem. Maamar Mordechai says that if it's in the pot, maybe that's not really considered to be sleep. Which sounds like what we saw in the Chazon Ish, which we'll get back to, and other Achronim as well, that's not considered Mamish Roaster. And then he says, Hechatimsa, and Okimta rather, that maybe the Mechaber is talking only about something that's not, then he says, maybe Nisbashel is not Dafka, and really the Mechaber says that's love. It's talking about with nitzla. So the whole hetter and siftas vav is talking about something that was already roasted that you can put opposite esh. But in the chanami, if it's cooked, then you can't put that opposite esh. So that sounds more bedocha. That presumably was the mishabur and that he was mitarez bedocha. The shvisas hashavis in sefkat and peites says along the lines of the ukimta approach in the mechaber that maybe the mechaber is talking about something that's not subject to tzli, something like rice. Or daisa, which try as you will, you can't roast rice.
The muscle will release that to intestine.
Yeah.
And he says, Yish Kiran Lomar, the whole shame is the Lord of Age. It's like some of them. So he has to use that. That's not actually in the Bible, so what's the sign?
No, the Rabbah is just addressing the Hafsar issue. It's Al Ishmam, they said the problem with Hafsar.
But he's not addressing the sleep?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that he's addressing Hafsar. If it's Al Ishmam, it's a problem with Hafsar. That's what Mishabur says here is about this. Yes, the detail. You have to, whenever you talk about Mishal HaKabitchal, you have to make sure that you're not writing to any Hafsar.
Why is rice not subject to sleep?
I was going to ask you that. Does roasting change?
That's like kadi, like the Persians make.
Yeah.
It's fried rice.
Okay.
It's fried in water. It's not rice.
Yeah. Not like roasting.
Jesus and Shabbos was in Persian.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. But I guess there maybe are foods that aren't sub if you roast it, even if you roast it mamish like a spit, it's not gonna have any real effect. I'm not sure.
It's just probably very hard to do like pure, like real slate rice.
Okay. The Igle Tal writes in Oz Tess, the Arali Ode, the Darvish and Espash of Kot Sarafo, Hu Yavish. Mutter lahamido kineged amadura kisha kavanaso lachamimo v'lo litzlos. So if you have something that's bashi kol tzarcho and it's yavish, you can put it in a place where it's going to get heated up, as long as your kavana is to heat it up and not to roast it. So that's a little bit along the lines of the Chazon Ish that we quoted last time. The Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Zayin, Os Yudalid, that there's no problem with sleep, Akar Bishol, if there's no time to sleep. That if it happens to be that you're heating it up, not in a liquid medium, but it's not, that's what we wouldn't colloquially call roasted, it's not a roasted taste, it's just heating it up, so that's not what we refer to as sleep, and that's not a problem with sleep, Akar Bishol. The way David Lital says it is your intention is to heat it up, not to roast it. So even if technically it may fit into a textbook definition of roasting because there's no liquid medium, but your intention is only to heat it up, that's not called sleep. In the Chuvas, Avnei says this a little bit differently. Choshem Mishpat Sibin Kofei. Avnei Nezer, Choshem Mishpat Sibin Kofei. Not a Choshem Mishpat matter, but snuck in there. He says the formulation of some of the Rishonim, the Urayim, the Smak Smak, when they present Yesh Bishol Achar Fiyad, Yesh Bishol Achar Tzli, is that the subsequent Bishol is Mevatel, the subsequent Tzli is Mevatel, the original Bishol. The subsequent Bishol is Mevatel, the original Tzli. So the second action somehow is the vatil, the effect of the first action. So says the Avnei Nezer, Mikol Makom Nira Li, Deshuv Lo Shayach Lomar Dat Sli Mevatil Habishol, that in this case, if you're heating up a Davar Yavesh opposite the flame that was already cooked, you wouldn't say that the Sli is Mevatil Habishol. Sherei Lo Haya Nitzla Biladei Bishol Arisha, Badayim Bishol Arisha Olaf. The tzli wouldn't do anything if not for the first bishul. If you put an uncooked piece of meat opposite the flame, as such, it wouldn't get cooked. It could get heated up, but it wouldn't get cooked. So that's not called the mevatel, the original bishul, because the tzli would do nothing if not for the original bishul. And the problem of Bishol Achar Fiyad, Bishol Achar Tzli, is where the subsequent action is mevatel the original action.
He's just saying that's falling from the Urayim, or from the Urayim?
He's saying that the halacha, but that's the Lashon of Bittul is what's found in the Urayim, is back to back. Then he says, according to the Taz that we quoted last time, that the thrust of Yesh Bishol Achar Fiyad is that there's a new time, then here too, there's no new time. If you have a cooked piece of meat and you're putting it near a heat source and that's going to heat it up, there's no time sli in that, there's no time sli in that piece of meat. And that's what we saw from the Chazon Ish in Siman Yudalit. And the Sefer Mu'ora Shabbos points out that the Aruch HaShulchan sounds like this also, like the Chazon Ish. Aruch HaShulchan Siman Shin Yud Ches Seif Nun Zayin. He writes, that sli is only relevant if you're roasting something on a spit over an open flame. But just heating something up without liquid medium is not called sli. And that's what he quotes from Rav Yashiv as well, that lahalacha, Rav Yashiv said, you don't have to be choshesh for this concern that the Mishabura raised, as long as there's no change in the food item to a tam sleep. Any standard heating up without a liquid medium, that's not cold sleep. And this also relates Kadanish briefly makes this reference to the question of a tzli kedar or dry roasting. That's a sugya speaking parshas of Shavua and Sakhan, the end of the second parak. The Gemara says, "And the malachim and alchem talk and tell you about that." The mayim, bashel mevushal the mayim. The eliel the mayim. So the violation of being bashel karm pesach. So the pasuk only tells you it's considered bishul of the mayim. Shar mashkim inayim. So how do you know that if you violate the yisur bishul karm pesach if you cook it in other mashkim as well? Amar kava chomer. Uma mayim she'ein rafig and taman asurin. So when it comes to water, water doesn't impart its own taste into the object you're cooking in water, yet it's asur. Shar mashim she'ein rafig and taman lagoshik. The other mashim that do impart their own taste and harm the natural taste of the meat. So kol shekein, that should be a violation of bishul. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Omer b'mayim, eliel b'mayim shar mashim inayin. Double lashon tells you that it's not only mayim, it's even sharmashim. May benayu, ika benayu, tzli kedar. Nafkamina is tzli kedar. What's tzli kedar? Rashi. Shemivashin of the kedera below mayim, ubelo shemashim. So you're cooking it in a pot without any liquid medium at all, no water and no liquids. Alamayim and the flood and mishono. The only liquid that you're cooking it in is the natural liquid of the piece of meat that is expelled from the meat through the fire that is on, and you cook it in its own liquid. So man the yellow flame kavachomer hakashari. So if it's a kavachomer, all you know is that you can't cook the Karm Pesach in something that has external juice that's going to affect the top. Well, the Rebbe, the Alef Mirebuya, Hainami Bashem Bushalu. According to Rebbe, that learns from a Rebbe Bashem Bushal. So that's also excluded from Bashem Bushal, Nikoma. So that's Sli Kedar, that's dry roasting where there's no, or dry roasted cooking, if you want. With the you're heating it up in a pot without any liquid. Would you call that roasted cooking or
it's just transient roasted in the pot?
I'm sorry?
It just transient as roasted in a pot.
Okay. Pot roasted.
Yeah.
Fine. So how do we paskin? The Rambam, Perikhas, Halafafas, Hilkot Karm Pesach. Paskins that Tzli Kedar is considered bishul. Because the Mishnah there is bothered. Why should that be? From the Hemshech HaSugya, it sounds like we should paskin like the Chachamim, and it's not bishul. So the Mishnah thinks that, at least the Rambam understood, that the halakha is not my focus. That the machlokas is a matter of drushas, but la halacha, everyone would agree that tzli kedar is considered to be a bishul and not tzli. So, whether or not Hilchos Karm Pesach is itself a model for tzli arka bishul and Shabbos, that itself may be proof of the machlokas we showed him whether there's tzli arka bishul. At least that was one of the points of dispute among those we showed him. And one of the kashas of the Rabbiya on the Urayim. So one doesn't necessarily inform the other. But to the extent that we do paskin in Hilchos Pesach, that Tzli Kedar is considered to be bishul, and those Rishonim who say that Yesh Tzli Arpa Bishul learn that out from Tzli Karm Pesach, so it's likely that you would have to take the kulas of that and not just the thermos. And if you're letting out from sleep or Pesach anyway, and sleep kedar is considered vicious and not sleep, then it wouldn't be, then you would treat sleep kedar as vicious. And therefore, if what you're doing by putting your already cooked piece of meat opposite the flame is no more than sleep kedar, because there's no, it's not mamish roasting on a spit, maybe that would be Ki'ilu Bishal Akar Bishal and not Tzli Akar Bishal. And that's one of the points the Chazon Ish raises in his explanation of the Mechavis Tzlak against the Kasha of the Mishnah Berurah from the Mamre Morfe. Okay. But there's no absolute clarity most good about Tzli Kedar in the context of Bishal, but it's definitely a sniff used to be made. Prima Gadim raises the following question. Prima Gadim in Mishnah Sotzav, Sikkat and Zayin.
And it's used as a tool in Mishnah Akar Bishal.
Right. Well, it could be a tool in both directions, but the Kazanish invokes it in our context of Sikkat Zav, that if something's already cooked, and now you're putting it in a pot, in negative Eish, so that's no more than Sli Kedar, so that would be Bishal Akar Bishal and Asiyah Akar Bishal. But another explanation to support the Pesach and the Mechaber and why that doesn't run into potential problems there.
You'd say that even if there's not more juices that are coming out.
Yeah, because it means you're roasting it in a pot without, you're not roasting it on the stick. That's essentially what the Sefer Gemara is. You're roasting it in a pot, not roasting it on the stick. So we're making on this. I kept on correcting myself last time when I was using the example of a piece of schnitzel, just because of what we're going to talk about now, whether Tegan is considered bishul or not. But assuming that a piece of schnitzel would have already, if you would consider the first iteration of its cooking as tzli, so then assuming that you were to view its first iteration as bishul, lemaisa there wouldn't be a problem in reheating it in a way that doesn't violate any hatzara problem on Shabbos, because we would not consider that tzli akar bishul.
Even though the Mishnah Berurah is not.
Some say the Mishnah Berurah, so if you read the Mishnah Berurah carefully, Sifkat Mem Aleph, in Siftas Vav, you raise a question. In Sifkat Mem Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, Seir is talking about the Machmir putting it in a pot inside the oven. So I forget where I saw it. Someone said that maybe the Mishnah Berurah is not talking about where it's in the oven, where the heat is more intense. Maybe there's more reason to be machmir than putting it, the more common scenario, outside the oven, either opposite the flame or on a hot plate or something of the sort. But halacha l'maisa, we're makel on that, and putting a piece of schnitzel on a hot plate on Shabbos day. Okay. So, prima gadim mishkas azav sifkat in zayin. He says, from the Lashon of the Urayim that says b'mashke, mashma, dafka mashke, kiyayin, umayim, v'shemen v'efshem. That we're talking about bishul and the chumra of tzliach or bishul. The bishul is dafka bishul in liquid like wine or water. V'shemen v'efshem may be in oil. But if it's cooked in schmaltz, that's called tigun. That's called frying. Tigun trembling frying? Yeah, that's called frying. Frying is not bishul. Buying is. Sleep. What's the Rashi in Sanhedrin? Rashi Dalad Vivas in Sanhedrin, Derek Bishal Asvatara. So there Rashi contrasts cooking in Chalav with cooking in Chalev. One of the few Rashis where there are Likudos in the printed Vilnashas. Not confuse you. So Rashi there writes that Chalev with the Tzerei, Eno Bishal Elatikun. That if you cook something in fat, in schmaltz, that's not Bishal, that's Tikun. So the people are saying, if you're cooking in schmaltz, that's tikkun the height of tzli. And therefore, if you'd be sola after tikkun, that's tzli after tzli, which is mutter. That's not tzli achar bishul, which would be us.
It's not such a kula, because like it's just a chumra if you were heating up and if you were doing bishul next.
Correct. Okay. But Tok today, those remarks, the Mishnah Brura leads Shemin as a question. He says, Yayin Amayim is definitely Bishul, and Shmalz is definitely Tikkun, and Shemin Be'efsher. So Shemin sounds like you go either way. That's more relevant. If you're frying in oil, is that Tikkun / Tzli, or is that Bishul? So the way the Morashadis frames the question of the Gadim is that on the one extreme, everyone would agree, if you cook something in water and then you recook it in wine, so there it's definitely a bishul or a bishul. The fact that you use a different liquid medium to reheat it, to recook it, doesn't mean that's a totally new action. That's still the same category of bishul, so where a bishul or a bishul is relevant, you can invoke a bishul or a bishul. Question is cooking in oil or frying in oil the same thing as cooking in water or wine? Or does the act of bishul that's created, that's affected by cooking in oil, is that a different act? Because when you're cooking in oil, you're burning the periphery of the food item that you're frying, and in that sense it might be more analogous to tzli than to bishul. So there is a liquid, but the effect of the heat through the liquid in some ways resembles tzli more than bishul. That's the question of the Pidyon Gadol. But most poskim assume that if it's deep frying, if it's frying in a significant amount of oil, then that's definitely bishul. That's relevant, probably the most relevant application of this in practice is putting soup croutons in your soup on Shabbos. Because the standard Osem soup croutons are deep fried. And if that's considered bishul, so there wouldn't be a problem putting that in your Yatzalendisko soup on Shabbos. Shuvah Shevet Alevi Chelev Zayin Sima Yudbeis. Shuvah Shevet Alevi Chelev Zayin Sima Yudbeis says that he's no Telahakel on the Osem soup croutons. But he doesn't explain his basis so much. And then in Chelev Yud Siman Samach Gimel, Chelev Yud Siman Samach Gimel, he was asked to explain what he meant in the earlier Shiva. So he says that this deep frying is kibishal, and therefore there shouldn't be a problem putting it in your soup. However, you have to be careful, because production methods can change over time. And if we're going to paskin out unequivocally that you're allowed to put soup nuts in your soup on Shabbos, maybe at some point the production method will change and people will realize that there's a change. So So he's not so excited about giving a lamp to Gula, but he says, anyway, since according to half of the Rishonim, even Bishalach or Fiyamamish is questionable, so there's what to rely on Lakula. Sholazam is going to Shmir Shabbos as being more excited about Mimeko or not having the same reservations. Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa Sif Ayin and footnote Reisha Beis. So Shabbos Amin is quoted as saying that if you deep fry, that's considered to be bishul, and therefore you can put your soup croutons in your bowl of soup, even if it's in a clean rishon shehusar me'al gabei eish. And the Moreh Shabbos quotes the same thing, the shame Rav Yashiv. So I'm not aware of any, despite Rav Osner's hesitation, I'm not aware of any industry changes in the last decades about how this is made. Someone pointed out to me, if you look at the ingredients, calories, it's clear that it's deep fried. but
so who's the prima donna's one is something, but whether oil?
The prima donna's something, whether oil is considered tikkun or not. But the later person point. Later points can point out that Prima Gadim is talking about a little bit of oil, but maybe the Prima Gadim would agree, and the later posts can assume that if it's a lot of oil, deep fried, so the Lashonas they use is Mali, Shemen, Mali, Yayin, it's all the same. If you're cooking it in a significant amount of liquid, so that's halakhic bishul. And the suffix that the Prima Gadim raised was if you're frying it in a little bit of oil, but
with a little bit of water or wine, it would be kosher in that bishul.
And a little bit of.
It sounded like the issue of oil. Now the issue of saying he used the word oil, but he really meant the amount.
I hear. I think the difference is as follows: that if you're cooking in wine or water, so even if there's a little bit, even if. Yes, even if there's nothing, so the CK there is maybe special anyway. But if there's a little bit, so that's still called cooking in water. If there's a little bit of oil, so maybe just because of the way oil works, that still is a shame of roasting, because oil doesn't function the same way in facilitating the bishul. That's hard to know for sure whether you can ascribe that to the Prima Gadim to say the Prima Gadim would agree in a lot of oil, maybe not, but even if not, the general consensus of the later postgame is that if it's deep fried, that's considered nutrition.
Is deep fried also for Bishlach? That's a
problem. Normally, deep fried for Bishlach too. So that's I think the most relevant application of Tigun in terms of Bishol or Tzidach Bishol would be the soup croutons. Rabbi Karp writes that he heard from Rabbi Yashiv that Rabbi Yisrael Chanan would always say in the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, warn people not to put matzah in their soup on Shabbos, not because of the brachs, but because of Bishol Achar Afiyah. And the Moreh Shabbos points out that you have to be careful with challenge as well. That I'm not sure why anyone would do this, but if you wanted to dip your challah in your challah, then one of my kids does sometimes make challah sandwiches, wow, which I don't understand either. But so if you wanted to dip challah in your challah, so if it's totally not liquidy challah, it's all solid, then you're fine. But if there's liquid there, as most challahs probably have, then that would potentially be a problem of bishul achar afiyah.
Well, I think if there's liquid or not.
If there's no liquid, so then a bishul achar bishul midavar yavish.
Some of the issues you're cooking the challah.
What are you cooking it in?
What
are you cooking it in?
it's going to roll in.
Okay. Yeah, unless you're closing for the Marshal of Devil Gush, which will.
Oh, okay. So you're not. Okay.
Cooking requires liquid. Mm-hmm. That's for the Marshal.
The Moss case is a pretty good case, actually.
That's the case. It's the most. Most valid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or putting solid usually.
Well, yeah, it was just
you didn't need the trunk. It's not going to slow spell started to the problem.
That's not true. Well, others should not slow the spell on the lower end. So you're eating chala that's much more than 130 degrees. Mm. More than 130. You're eating your soup that you're eating is probably 160 degrees. Again, if you want to, if anyone wants to buy one of those thermometers, you want to experiment, I'd be curious to see on average. Assuming when you take a pot of, when you take the soup out of the pot, assuming it's let's say 150, 160 degrees when it gets and heated up well enough in the pot, so how long does it take to dip below 130? If you keep it on your plate for 2 minutes, already below 113. So if anyone wants to experiment and figure out at what point can you safely put chal in your soup? How many minutes after it came off the flame? So, be curious now. I've never had a type of follow myself.
When I saw Mullen, you have Klish Lishi anyway.
So maybe not. We'll have to talk about later. Such a thing as Klish Lishi.
Yeah.
We'll get there. If there is such a thing as Klish Lishi, and a ladle is not a, and a ladle is a cliche, so they're both questionable assumptions.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that as we go on. And one final har, which is also relevant to challenge, the Mishnah Berurah in Sefei, the Bar Halacha, quotes the Kibbutz Gadim. I am a Shabur, the Huad did the Yesh Sli Arka Bishal. I am from the Gadr Shem in Sakhana Mahal, the Lord is Bato Shem Bishal and Rishon. That even if you do Sli Arka Bishal, the first Bishal is still there. The Holy Mizad, the Mutal is Rosa Bechame and Bishabis. Bishar Dabar Mibushal. The Nir Duad did the Biday, the Bishal Akar Sli, the Mutal Bishabis on Niko Bili wrote that the Tanur. So is there tzli achar bishal achar tzli? Is there bishal achar tzli achar bishal? So Pima Gadim thinks that ain bishal achar tzli achar bishal and ain tzli achar bishal achar tzli. So once it's already been affected by bishal and affected by tzli, then no holds barred, all bets are off, you can do anything you want. The Mishnah Berurah is not sure if that's true. So even if the original Shem Bishal has the Mizbatel, but now you have Tzli, so the Tzli is also not Mizbatel, and if I do another Bishal after the Tzli, so the Bishal is affecting the Tzli, even if there's still an original Bishal there. So this is potentially relevant to the dried out chalent. If you have your chalent that was that's on the flame or in the crock pot, there's water in it, there's liquid in it, so that was bishul. Now it's totally dried out, and it's still cooking, still on the flame. So the flame is affecting sleep because there's no liquid anymore. Now you want to put more hot water in to mitigate the effect of its drying out. So maybe that's bishul achar tzli achar bishul. Shmir Shabbos Kofasa Ha'arav Manifest points out that the minhag olam is to be naked without this. That if you have a dried out chalent as long as you're not violating any Shehiyah Hafzara problem, you can pour hot water into that hot chalent to take out the dryness, to mitigate the dryness. I shouldn't be concerned about the Mishabura, who thinks that Yesh Bishal Achar Sli Achar Bishal. So because the result is Almond, that first of all, that's not Bashit. But even if you would be Koshesh for Yesh Bishal Achar Sli Achar Bishal, so number one, you could be Mitzare that sleep Kedar is not considered sleep. So maybe there's no Sli here to begin with, because you weren't roasting on a spit. It was just the water evaporated out, and you have the chalent in the pot. That's Sli Kedar. And number two, maybe you really view this Bishul as an extension of the original Bishul. That your intention from the beginning was that this chalent should be cooked. Through circumstances beyond your control, the water evaporated. And now you're restoring the original dish. I'm not quite sure how that story works. To say that we're makel and Sli Kedar, that I understand. And to say that you'd be makel the Seraph, like Prima Gadim, that Ain Bishal and Seraph and Bishal, I understand. I'm not sure I understand independently the Svara. That because the hemshef of the original bishul, if lemaisa all the water evaporated, if you were to be machmer in Sli Kedar and you were to be machmer on Sli Achar Bishal, I'm not sure how that svara of viewing it as a hemshef of the original bishul helps you on its own. But you can take a look and tell me what's there. But lemaisa, that is minagolam. To be medical in that case, to put more hot water in, and the details we'll talk about when we get to Rish Nekim. Okay. Any more questions on Bishul Achar Afi and Sli before we move on? Great. Let's move on now to talk about Li Rishon, Li Sheni, Irimit Li Rishon. The Mishnah tells us on that Mendez of an Aleph, Ilfis Bahakadeira Shaviran Mirusakin, Lo Yitan Lusav and Tabu. If you have Ilfis and Kadeira, two types of pots, a stew pot, a boiling pot, a taller pot, a thinner, a lower pot. So you have a pot that you removed from the fire while still boiling. Lo yitan lasof and tavlin, you're not allowed to put tavlin into that pot. Aval nosin lasof ha'kara lasof ha'tamkoi, but you are allowed to put tavlin into a ka'ara, a tamkoi, a plate of bowl, which is a kli sheni. Says Rashi, shavira mina'or, lo yitan lasof and tavlin, Misha Tashah, and Musaf and Minishmash, as Lita was up a thousand Misha Tashah. The Kli Rishon calls man Sheroseach the Vashel. The Kli Rishon, as long as it's boiling, is Mevashel. So even though the Kli Rishon is Husame al Gabeish, even though it's no longer on the flame, no longer on the source of heat, as long as it is Roseach, it's still the Vashel. As opposed to a cliché, and she says, well, no, see, yourself a car, the cliché ain't a mevashel. The cliché is not a mevashel, except for everything we'll see that a cliché is a mevashel, but for now, a cliché is not a mevashel. The Rishon, even if it's Husser Megal Abe'esh, is mevashel. Asks Tosfos and Daphnem on the days, Dibra Maskel, Lishmami, no cliché, and a mevashel, Tema. Maish, no cliché, and a cliché. So what's the fundamental difference between the cooking ability of a Kli Rishon Shehusar Megabe'esh and a Kli Sheni? The Yatzaledes, If the Tamish or the word is Yatzel Edis Bo, so why aren't we concerned that even if Lishani is Mavasha? The A Yatzel Edis of the Ulki Rishanami or Mavasha. And if it's not Yatzel Edis Bo, then even if Klimishan Shimusar Me'al Gabe, it shouldn't be Mavasha. So shouldn't the standard of Bishal be dependent on the temperature? What difference does it make whether technically this pot originated El Gabe Eish, or whether you poured something into a pot that was never El Gabe Eish, but it's still the same temperature? Yesh lomar lefish akli risho mitok she'omer ala or dof nosof chanin umatzik chomos man meruba. That akli risho, because it was on the flame manish, its walls are hot, they retain heat longer. Ulakach nos neboshir the kol's man she'yasa led this bo aser. Therefore we say that as long as it's yasa led this bo, it's aser. Avakli shady. Alpha gabi yasa led this bo, but there she'ein dof nos of chamin v'holechem iskarer. So even if it's the same temperature, because it was never ala eish, it's going to cool off more quickly. And that's not considered bishul. Okay, so we'll have to come back to the tosos. Look back at Rashi where we started on Mendezim and Aleph. Lo yiten l'sof and tavlin misha tefshach the kli rishon kolzman shiroseach mevash. So how dafka is that line kolzman shiroseach mevash? Tosan Mem just said that the standard for bishul and a kli rishon shiusar me'al gabe eish is yasla dispa. As long as it's yasla dispa, it's still mevash. Is Rashi saying something different? The kli rishon kolzman shiroseach mevash. So does Roseach mean boiling point? The Klimisha is only Mevashel if it's Mitzvah Me'al Gabe Eish, if it's Roseach.
Sorry?
If it, well, cold mantra Roseach Mevashel.
Right, according to Rashi.
Right. Those says it's Mavashel as long as it's Yatzel Edis Bo. And says Rashi saying something different. So Rabbi Karp thinks that Rashi's not Dafko. Both Banjur will say that means Yatzel Edis Bo, as long as it's in a position to cook. The Orach HaShabbos quotes from Shmuel Orbach, who thought that Rashi was literal, that as opposed to Kli Rishon Al-Gabe Eish Mavish, where it's Mavashel, even if it's Yatzel Edis Bo, once it's Husserme Al-Gabe Eish, it's only going to be Mavashel if it's Roseach. Which is interesting, because Roseach is not the shear of this shell that we're familiar with.
Roseach, I mean, is it boiling? Is there bubbles still coming?
I don't know. The only shear we're familiar with are Yatzel Edis Bo, which is Kreis or Shantin of Nifreis. There is a Yad Nifreis Bo, and there is a Mala Vesicha. And then the Rosh Hashanah goes to Rishul Orbach. He thought that the Rambam is to do it that way also. The Rambam Parakaf Beis Halacha Vav. V'chein Kedera Rosachas Alpha Pisha Rida Me'ala Eish Lo Yitel L'Sofa Tavlin. So he refers to a Kedera Rosachas Sharida Me'ala Eish. So how the Afka is that? Kedera Rosachas. Does that mean Rosachas is supposed to be Azalez as well? Or does Rosachas mean hot? So Shul Orbach apparently thought that Rosachas means so literally Rosachas. It has to be more than Yasled as well. As long as the Klibisham is Roseach, so then his Ki'ilu is still a Gavish. If it's still boiling, or whatever, however you understand Roseach, be it significantly more than Yasled or Mamish Kidei Rosicha, so as long as it's still Roseach, so then his Ki'ilu is still a Gavish. Once it dips below that shear of Roseach, even if it's Yasled as well, that's not, that doesn't have a din of a Klibi Shanai. Whether that's a diuk or not, that's not a wisum lalacha. Lalacha wisum that Klibi Shanai shoots from a Gabi'esh of the Basho, even if it's just Yasla this book. Simin Shin Yuk Pass it Pass. Klibi Shanai. So whether or not it's a deep in Rashi Rambam, it's not what it says in Shulchan. The kasha that we just saw in Tosfos on Daf Mem, was bothered why fundamentally is the Klivisha Chimusari Al Gabe Ace, but the Asaladis go, yeah.
Because we're trying to push more of our thinking with Cersei and not thinking of like Meister Shabbos for showing you.
Yeah, again,
he wasn't
thinking of Allah, because Allah, we don't assume that.
No, I'm saying, let's say.
But we didn't choose Rashi.
I'm saying for Meister, not thinking of Meister Shabbos, right?
Right.
First thing, would you like on the Rashi or on the Shasaf Pak, or if it was a mistake that happened? The Mishapur that was said.
The Mishapur doesn't allow you to rely on any minority sheet that we've shown it for Meister Shabbos. It's only within certain more limited parameters. Mm-hmm. The fact.
Yes, that's why I'm asking. So.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. He definitely doesn't say that. The kasha that tells us about it in the Menon Beis, the life fundamental is the Klivisha, Shusar, Magab, Eshat, Yasledes, but different than the Klishegi, that's Yasledes, bro. So maybe on some level, that informs the Yerushalmi that the Ron quotes on Daf Kaf of Menaf. The Ron of Daf Kaf of Menaf, of course, Yerushalmi, Perakimel, Halacha, Hey. It's in the paragraph Udarmina in the middle of the paragraph where it says Ein Zuraya. I'm just going to read you from Yushami the way we have it printed, but you can take a look and follow along around there. So Yushami first asks about Iroi Mikli Mishon, which we'll get to maybe next time. And then Yushami, in rejecting Iwe Mikli Rishon as having a din of Kli Rishon, says, Amar Leh Kei Demar Zera, Ve'ezo Chalot Baror, Kol She'or Mahal Taka. What's considered to be clear boiled? Anything where the flame is underneath it. Ve'ezo Tashil Baror, what's considered clear Tashil? Or anything where the flame is underneath it. So the Rishonim understand this to me, and the Ran here on Daf Kaf and Daf Daf Beirith, Ramban the Rashba Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Dalit on the base, that Bishul Daraisa is only relevant in a Klish Al Gabe Eish Mash. And even if it's a Klisha once, it's Husam Al Gabe Eish. That's only Bishul Derabah. Ishal Daraisa Kardi Yerushalmi is only if it's Al Eish match. Arach HaShulchan, Sif Kav, Sif Kafal, and then Sif Lamed Tes, thinks that this is Shitas HaRambam as well. Rabbi Karp embellishes the Arach HaShulchan a little bit with the following Ara, which is that the Rambam only mentions the Rishon Shehus al Gabei Eish in Perek Kafes, which is a Perek of Din and Rabban. There's no mention explicitly of a Rishon Shehus al Gabei Eish in Perek Gimel. Maybe Rav Shulchan says it. The Arach HaShulchan just points to the Rambam that we read a moment ago, Parak HaFeis Alaf HaDalid. The same Kedera Rosakas, Alpha Pisha Rida Meyala Eish, Lo Yiten Lasofa Tavlin, Avanosi Lasofa Melach, Shamelach Eina Mizbashel, Ella Algabe Eish Kedola. That salt is only Nisbashel, if it's Algabe Eish Gedola. But if it's not Algabe Eish Mamish, then there's no problem of Bishop. So we understood when the Gemara says, Melach ena ketavli b'bechli risha nami lo dishla. That's only a chli risha shehu semer al gabe ish. But if it's al ish mamish, then Melach is nisbasha. It's only by chli risha shehu semer al gabe ish, where it's only derabban anyway, or megal on Melach. And the Arach HaShulchan thinks that that's Rashi also. Rashi there, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, I'm in base on the days. The Bekli Risha Nami Lav Dishla, Umudra Litein, Vafila Bekli Risha, Mishavira Minor. That Bekli Risha and Shehavira Minor is a different status than the Bekli Risha Lagabe Ish, and that Yerushalmi relatively explicitly says that's only an Isser Derabanan, not an Isser Beres. Rabbi Karp does point out that it's not necessarily fully glad in the Rambam, because the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Beis tells us that Hanosim Beis of the Tzad HaMecham the Shvil Shav Tiskal the Elmer Tiskal V'chayim, that if you put an egg on the side of the kettle, then you're chayim. Shem Avashim told us the ork and Avashim Boratzim. So if you're putting an egg on the side of a kettle, that's told us or that shouldn't be any worse or any better than a klimisha chenusim and algabe ish. In order to be chayim in the Torah, it has to be al ish mamish. This is an al ish mamish. They lose that with as a tzarchi and a ha'ara on the Rambam in the big picture.
Just as a technical question, mm-hmm. This, I mean, say, what's the difference between Kli Rishon Shusram Al Eish versus just the Toldos Or, something which is heated by the fire? What is the difference between those?
a klivisha shuzer agavish may be an example of kol nesor, but it's not the only kol nesor. If you have something on the side of a pot, not in the pot, that's also kol nesor. If the pot is al gavish shmanish.
In the pot
would be a shmanish.
You know, not coming to direct contact with the fire.
I think so.
Are there not kavushas between the actual H versus kavushas contact?
Are there not kavushas between, well, if it's not in a kli, then that's sleep.
I'm just conversing with
you. Okay. But the steam is supposed to be not that way. The question is whether you have a deek in Tosas also, because the Tosas that we started with, right, is there a mashmas there also that if you, the fact that Tosas makes a distinction between the Klevishas, Yuzum, Agabi, Esh, and Klesheni, as far as Dofnos of Chamin versus Dofnos of Makarin, does that distinction make sense if we're talking about a Daraisa? And Klevishas, Shehusal, Agabi, Esh is a Din Daraisa. So we're explaining that. And fundamentally, yes, let us both real ship is the same, Klevisha Chusum Gabish cliche. Difference is cliche does no some Makarin, Klevisha retains the heat longer. So if we're talking about where does it make sense to make Zeris or Avanan, so that kind of a distinction may make more sense. Right? That if we're figuring out where to draw the line, we draw Avanan. So if it's the Nosa Makarin, what happens if you go there the same way as if the to find those retain the heat. But if Klevisha Shehusar Agave Esh is a Din Daraisa, does that formulation make as much sense?
I mean, it still doesn't make sense, make so much sense by Durabhana either.
No, but I could more readily explain it that if we're talking about Durabhana, so because this in a second is going to, if we add below Yaslat as well, so we're not going there up to a real case of visual derisa, as opposed to the Nosa of Tamin, which can retain the heat longer. So then there is more dome to the Malacha derisa. But if we're talking about, if it's a Din derisa, so then does this make sense? So maybe there's a Mashmah from Tosas also that the Mishnah Shehusar Megabe Esh is only Aser Nidra Habana. I think that's what the Arfa Shulchan means. He doesn't explain. He says in Sifat Mites that Pei Mashma from the Tosas. I'm sorry, no, he doesn't say that. I take it back. No, he's quite a different talk, but sorry. Okay, take it back. Arfa Shulchan then said the Mashmas of the Tosaf at Iwi Klevisha, which we'll get to maybe next time on Mem Beis, is that we're talking about a Din Daraisa. So I'm just raising whether the Mashmas of Tosaf left Mem, maybe that's a Din Rabbana, like we wanted to say in Rashi and Rambam. But Mistima Shar Poskin, even though we just quoted a formidable list of Rishonim that seemed to accept this Rishonim, Ran, Rashba, Ramban, Ran here, Ran Rashba and Abodazara. Sorry, Ran here, Rashba, Ramban, and Abodazara. Maybe the Rambam, maybe Rashi. But Mistima, Shar, Poskim, and Lalacha, we don't have such a distinction. We assume that a Klevisha, Shehusim, Agave, Esh is in fact an Isser, Darais. The Mishnah Berurah, however, does have the following Chumra, that there may still be differences between the Klevisha and Al Esh Mamish and the Klevisha Shehusar Agave Esh. The Mishnah Berurah said Kata and Lama Gimel. Mutu L'Shroso, this is going back on the Bishul Acha Bishul Halacha. So if it's already in the spashel kol sarfo and it's yavesh, you can put it b'chavin. Afilu b'kli rishon roseach, k'deshi eninu asham, v'yadav elach, d'ein b'shalach ha-mishon. Aval lo, you know, k'li rishon sh'omel gav eish. But if you have a davar yavish, nisbashal kotzach, or e'mishalach ha-mishon, you're still not allowed to put it in a k'li rishon al gav ha-eish mamish. How do we know that? Sharitiyah membav Eli Rabba, then they the Eish Machmirin, Dala Eish Eish Bishal Akar Bishal. But oh, the Eish Bezemishim Chazar. So Chazara, there may be ways of getting around. But the first concern he has is Yesh Machmirin, Agave Eish, Yesh Bishal Akar Bishal. Where does that come from? Close to Eli Rabba. Ricard points out, if you look at Eli Rabba, Eli Rabba doesn't say that. Eli Rabba says that we're mathmir on Hagasa on stirring in the Kli Rishon Agave Eish, which we'll talk about at the end of the sermon. But that's only a din de Rabbanan. And Rabbi Karp doesn't find any evidence in Eli Rabba that he's mathmir the Eish Bishal Akar Bishal if it's Agave Eish Mamish. So Rabbi Karp leaves out of the Tzarev Iyim Gadol what the source of Mishabura is, but he couldn't find any source for such a position that we're makra on Yesh Bishal Akar Bishal if it's a Kli Rishon al Gavei Eish Mamish. I didn't have a chance to look at the Oath for Hadar Mishabura before to see if he wants anything else. If you have a chance to take a look, the Rabbi Karp finds this Mishabura difficult to understand why he would be makra al the Eish Mamish. Now, the reality is, in most situations, if it's al Eish Mamish, you have a problem of Chazara. Well, I guess if you have a yes, so let's try to find out if we can better source this Kumar Mishabura.
In the case of Augusto, when the food was, already out of the store, it's already fully cooked. Mm-hmm. It's still awesome.
Then it's still there. They're abundant of Augusto, potentially. Depends what Augusto is if you pass. So maybe we'll stop here. The next time we will pick up with two more details in Kli Rishon. And then we'll talk about Kli Sheni and Kali Avishal, and then Iroi Kli Rishon and Ladles. So we'll meet again in Ritz Hashem on Wednesday. Great.